Edward Kennedy Ellington, Duke to us, was born in Washington, D.C. on April 29, 1899. He's been delighting and dazzling jazz lovers for some 5 decades now. Duke Ellington, the subject of our one-night stand with the big bands on WTIC Radio. Good evening, this is Arnold Dane at our one-night stand with the fabulous music and conversation with Duke Ellington will be brought to you by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, with authentic early American reproductions to beautify your home, and by Russo Chevrolet across from Bradley International in Windsor Locks, where you'll find all the new Chevrolets and a complete selection of open-road campers. Appropriately, we begin our salute to the music of Duke Ellington with his theme song, Take the A-Train. Take the A-Train, the theme song of Duke Ellington, the subject of a one-night stand. Back in 1953, jazz critic Ralph Gleason said of the great Duke Ellington, quote, "His is the greatest single talent to be produced in the history of jazz. His music has always been geared to a standard that is above dating. It has maintained an astonishing level of excellence over a quarter of a century," end quote. This same critique could be applied to a man who made his mark in the history of chairmaking, Lambert Hitchcock. Hitchcock also geared his craft to a standard that is above dating. Even in its earliest stages, the Hitchcock technique reached a peak of excellence that has survived for over a century. That same technique is still used today at the restored Hitchcock Retail Showroom. Countless authentic reproductions are manufactured there, each bearing the famous signature that has become a hallmark of quality. And each piece is fashioned in a simple yet elegant style that blended with the motif in colonial times and is even today more perfect complement to any modern decor. Hitchcock, a living legend. The Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday evenings till 9. We had the pleasure, the honor, if you will, of interviewing Duke Ellington backstage at the Bushnell Memorial Auditorium in Hartford a few weeks ago before he was to deliver a benefit performance. His schedule, as always, was completely full, but he was kind enough to sit down with us before a WTIC microphone for about 20 minutes or so. Our first questions dealt with early Ellington. We have samples of his music dating all the way back to the mid-20s. And yet, the big band era actually began in 1936, and we were wondering, of Duke Ellington, whether suddenly in 1936, with all the credit and all the adulation that went to Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw and the Dorseys and Glenn Miller, doing what he had been doing for a decade already, whether this might have upset him in any way.
No, they were doing what they wanted to do. And we were doing what we wanted to do, and that's all there is to it. It's got to be fun. If it ain't fun, it ain't worth it.
You started off really admiring the band of Fletcher Henderson, I think more than any other, is that correct?
Leroy Smith was another band ahead of Henderson, but a different style band. He was a band that had sort of concert instruments, violins, woodwinds, and so forth. And then suddenly they switched to saxophones and brass. But Henderson had the thing that I was trying to imitate.
Would you say that you did imitate him, or at some point along the way did you decide
to go
off
your
own way?
I would say that I was trying to. And in trying to imitate somebody else, you know, so many people have done so with such determination that before they knew it, their own real selves had broken through and taken over instead of the person they're trying to imitate.
Of course, his was more of an ensemble band. Yours has always had such fantastic soloists, Duke. Would you say that that's one major difference between a band like yours and Henderson's?
Fletcher, of course, was a man who, very sincere man, dedicated musician, good, well-educated musician, and he operated from the perspective of a musician. And mine is, what is mine anyway? Well, mine was the perspective of a cat who was just having some fun with what he found, in the same room with him. I mean, it's the difference between a guy who is an electronic sculptor, who's a guy who operates with bulbs and variants and sundry specially designed pieces of metal, and he puts them together, and he's got the monstrous and glittering thing going. And the difference between him and the primitive artist is the primitive artist who walks out into the jungle somewhere every morning, and whatever he picks up, that's what he makes a design out of. And it's a matter of employing the materials at hand. And it was nothing special. I never went to get anybody. It's just that, well, you guys don't know. So you play good seven real good notes. Great, I wanted to use those, you know.
You can probably hear a clarinetist warming up for that performance at the Bushnell using all seven of those good notes Duke Ellington's talking about. The Duke talked a bit, too, about his early bands, and East St. Louis Toodaloo was his theme for more than a dozen years before the ASCAP BMI fight began. The title meant for me, he said, the broken walk of a man who'd worked all day in the sun and was leaving the field at sunset. I'd never been in East St. Louis then, but I thought the locale sounded just about right. The 10-piece band gives the number and its contrasting moods considerable color and excitement, with the soloists being Bubber Miley with Plunger Mute, Joe Tricky, Sam Natten open, and Rudy Jackson on clarinet. Here's Duke Ellington, 1927 vintage, with his then theme song, East St. Louis, Toodaloo. Thank you. St. Louis Toodaloo, played by Duke Ellington and the Washingtonians, on March 22nd of 1927.
Warm weather probably means a good bit of extra driving for you and your family. There are picnics, trips to the shore, and that vacation you've been planning for so long. It's time to take to the open road, and Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks can get you started in safety and style in a brand new Chevrolet and the travel trailer you've been wanting. A friendly Russo salesman will be happy to help you select from more than 100 new cars that are ready and waiting to be driven home, and from a complete line of open road campers. Choose anything from the popular pickup camper to a fully equipped motorhome. Russo has everything to make summer traveling a pleasure, and you can count on reliable, expert service too. There are 13 certified mechanics ready to work in your car with the very latest equipment. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to RUSSO, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International, just minutes from Hartford.
A 1940 recording coming up by Duke Ellington on our one-night stand, featuring the late Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Rex Stewart's trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, originally called Never No Lament. You'll recognize Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Never No Lament, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, featuring Rex Stewart, Lawrence Brown, and Johnny Hodges. Duke, the sudden death of Johnny Hodges must have been a huge musical loss, as well as a terrible personal shock.
Well, I mean, it's He's one of the great individuals and inimitables you can't.
Yes.
And such a loss, naturally, you got to feel. Leaves a spot.
Is Russell Prokop playing lead, or was he sharing the lead with Johnny Hodges when he was with the band? How does it work?
Well, lead is a misunderstood word in this band. You can't talk about this band in terms of generalities as you can about, just say, well, music, or whatever, you want, bands, or whatever. First, second, there is no first, second. Mm-hmm. You have a certain responsibility which is yours, and that's it. The idea is for balance, which is more important than first and second. When you start talking about first and second, and you get into varying degrees of importance, et cetera. And that, of course, is annoying in many ways. Because I'm not so sure that the guy who plays second tries as hard as the guy who plays first, if he's labeled second. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You think so?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Is the number three man ready to make as many sacrifices as the number one man?
Oh, I would hope so.
You do, huh? No, you keep on hoping. One day you're going to get lucky.
More conversation coming up with Duke Ellington. That's the Ellington piano in the background. In the early 1800s, a young America was growing, and an enterprising young artisan named Lambert Hitchcock was growing with it. His contribution to an expanding America was the advancement of furniture output methods, from the limited productivity of individual craftsmen to primitive mass production. In 1826, Hitchcock chose a small northern Connecticut settlement as the site for a factory famed for chairs stenciled with his name. Today, the quaint, historic factory still stands, nestled on the picturesque banks of the Farmington River. Surviving, too, is Lambert Hitchcock's legacy of quality, design, and manufacturing. Masterful craftsmen at work in the restored Hitchcock retail showroom adapt the old Hitchcock flavors to authentic, modern reproductions. The Hitchcock retail showroom displays 125 styles of furniture, including chairs, tables, benches, mirrors, headboards, and chests. Choose from 13 different finishes and a variety of lovely colors. Visit the showroom and discover the timeless beauty of Hitchcock, designs of yesteryear for today's homemakers. That's the Hitchcock Retail Showroom, Riverton, Connecticut, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Wednesday evenings till 9. From the timeless beauty of Hitchcock to the elegance of Ellington, I let a song go out of my heart. Thank you. I let a song go out of my heart and do nothing till you hear from me, featuring the fabulous Duke Ellington, the subject of tonight's one-night stand with the big bands. Our program is being brought to you by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, and by Russo Chevrolet of Windsor Locks. And you are tuned to WTIC 1080 Radio, broadcast house in Hartford, Connecticut. Many years ago, jazz musicians who were under contract to one particular record company would record under a variety of pseudonyms for other record companies to take advantage of their commercial abilities. It was not an unusual practice for any of them, and most especially perhaps for Duke Ellington. Duke, how many labels did you record on, and under how many different names did you record?
Well, I mean, back in the 20s, 27. Duke Ellington was on Victor. I think the Jungle Band was on Brunswick. The Washingtoners was on Columbia. And there was on OK, there was Sonny Gray and his Memphis Men. Oh, they had about, we had about 10 names we used because, you know, we had to do these things. Young, fertile mind, you know, had to have an outlet for this all this time.
We have another one, Duke, we can add to the list. On the Hit of the Week label, are you ready for this? It was one of those cardboard records with a coating of that miracle ingredient, durium, available at your local newsstand for 15 cents back in 1931 by the Harlem Hot Chocolates. And it has never been reissued, but you can hear it here on the One Night Stand. Sing, You Sinners. Might have been by Scrappy Lambert. Don't quote us on that. It's not identified as far as the record label is concerned. The band is the Harlem Hot Chocolates. Duke Ellington to you. And the song was Sing, You Sinners.
If yours is a family that likes summer excursions, you probably have big plans for the coming weeks. But what about that car of yours? If it's an older model that has been giving you trouble, you'll want to see Russo before you go. Russo Chevrolet, across from Bradley International and Windsor Locks, has 13 certified mechanics ready to put your car in the best condition possible. Chances are they'll be able to keep it going until you feel you can afford that new Chevy you've been wanting. When you're ready to buy, Russo's experienced sales staff will be happy to help you select the exciting new Chevy that's just right for you. If you prefer a pre-owned car, again, it's Russo, where you'll always find 50 to 75 late model reconditioned cars to choose from. That's R-U-S-S-O, Russo Chevrolet, just minutes from Hartford. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to Russo, directly across from Bradley International.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing with its wah-wah brass, solos by Natten and Hodges, was first a sensation in 1932, which was an especially fruitful Duke Ellington year. But weren't they all? Duke recalls, "We did not foresee then that the world would take to its own this song as the theme of an era. Certainly the title is a slogan not yet outdated in jazz. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing."
What da do, what da do, what da do, da da do, da da do.
Was by Ivy Anderson. That was a 1932 recording by Duke Ellington and the orchestra. Did you realize that Duke Ellington was, a talented youngster in a number of directions? For example, he loved to draw and paint, as well as to sit at the piano and pick out tunes by ear. Duke had his first music lessons when he was 7, but art remained his major preoccupation until he was almost 18 years old. He played his first professional job at True Reformers Hall in Washington, and he was paid 75 whole cents for working from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eventually, he organized a 5-piece combo and played at clubs in and around Washington before moving to New York with a greatly enlarged unit. Duke's first job in New York was at the Kentucky Club in Harlem. He stayed there for 5 years, at the end of which he was an established figure in American music. That establishment has not diminished over the years. Of all of the Ellington songs, there are perhaps half a dozen that are better known than the others, and this certainly ranks among the top two or three. Sophisticated Lady, which the Duke says was intended to be a composite picture of the lady schoolteacher of Washington, who traveled and learned and spent holidays in Europe. The lyrics that were added were wonderful, but not entirely fitted to my original concept. The soloists in this 1940 version are Harry Carney, Johnny Hodges, the Duke himself, and Lawrence Brown. Here is that fabulous, Sophisticated Lady. Every profession is almost a world in itself, and competition rules it. To be good is demanded of a professional. To achieve greatness is something he dreams about. It comes to few men, but throughout the years, some have earned that rare distinction. Duke Ellington did it in music. Lambert Hitchcock did it in furniture. Lambert Hitchcock was truly an innovator in his field. He created some of the richest designs the industry has known. And he established a tradition of superb manufacturing that has remained untainted. Yes, the Hitchcock name has stood for quality merchandise for over a century, and that one fact alone is a testimony of greatness. Stop in at the Hitchcock retail showroom and see beauty that time has not altered. You'll find a vast display including chairs, tables, benches, headboards, chests, lamps, china, glass, and lovely gift items, all at attractive prices. And you can browse in the warm atmosphere of early Americana. That's the Hitchcock Retail Showroom, Riverton, Connecticut, open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., Wednesday evenings until 9. Mood Indigo, which Duke Ellington wrote in 15 minutes, is undoubtedly his most famous composition. It has to do with a little boy and a little girl. Someone told the boy she was his girl, and he takes his responsibility seriously, although he's scared stiff of her, the Duke says. Featuring Kay Davis. Famous Mood Indigo by Duke Ellington and the orchestra. Duke, what is the Ellington Band doing in 1971? Where do you play? What do you do?
Yeah, we play a lot of different things. We play in cathedrals.
Yes.
In temples. We play in every denomination. We play sacred concerts, which is the most important thing we do. And we play concerts with various symphonies. And then we play straight concerts where the audience would probably like to believe that they are sitting on the plateau of culture and that sort of feeling. Mm-hmm. And then there's some who feel that they're listening to a jazz band. And then there's some people who think of us through the popular things that we've been associated with. You know, it's the anticipation of the thing.
You just had your 72nd birthday party.
Hey, do that again. I think that's the key. Do that again. Do that again. I want to hear it. Raise it a half a tone.
Ideas are where you find them. After all these years, what goals does Duke Ellington have left? What is there that you would want to accomplish that you haven't already?
Well, there's a whole lot of things to be done. I've got about 10 shows, about 4 operas I've written. I would like to do those one day, if I can leave the band long enough to do it. Because I'm going to do everything. I wrote the music and words and the libretto and the whole bit.
We have a sample of the music of Duke Ellington today. By today, I mean within the past 5 years or so. And I'll quote from some liner notes by Leonard Feather, a fairly well-known jazz authority. He says there's Juan Tizol's Perdido, which was written originally in 1942, introduced here on an instrument never before featured in the Ellington Band, the bass trombone played by Chuck Connors. The first note is in seventh position, a fact that will impress trombonists as much as the entire performance, with solos by Cat Anderson, Johnny Hodges, and Jimmy Hamilton. Ellington collectors, rejoice. Here is Perdido.
Uh-huh.
That's Duke Ellington with his famous orchestra. And that's one called Perdido, vintage about 1966.
Warm weather probably means a good bit of extra driving for you and your family. There are picnics, trips to the shore, and that vacation you've been planning for so long. It's time to take to the open road, and Russo Chevrolet in Windsor Locks can get you started in safety and style in a brand new Chevrolet and the travel trailer you've been wanting. A friendly Russo salesman will be happy to help you select from more than 100 new cars that are ready and waiting to be driven home, and from a complete line of open road campers. Choose anything from the popular pickup camper to a fully equipped motorhome. Russo has everything to make summer traveling a pleasure, and you can count on reliable, expert service too. There are 13 certified mechanics ready to work in your car with the very latest equipment. Take the Bradley exit from I-91, then the first exit to RUSSO, Russo Chevrolet, directly across from Bradley International, just minutes from Hartford.
Concerto for Cootie, Cootie Williams, that is the subject of a detailed analysis in André Hodé's Jazz, Its Evolution and Essence. Writes Hodé, Concerto for Cootie is a masterpiece because it doesn't have that slight touch of softness, which is enough to make so many other deserving records insipid. Because the musical substance of it is so rich that not for an instant does the listener have an impression of monotony. We have here a real concerto in which the orchestra is not a simple background, in which the soloist doesn't waste his time in technical acrobatics or in gratuitous effects. Both have something to say. They say it well, and what they say is beautiful. Finally, Concerto for Cootie is a masterpiece because what the orchestra says is the indispensable complement to what the soloist says, because nothing is out of place or superfluous in it, and because the composition thus attains unity. High praise for this 1940 recording of Concerto for Cootie, perhaps better known as Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Thank you.
Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, Concerto for Cootie, recorded in 1940. George T. Simon, in his book The Big Bands, concludes, "Perhaps it is a refusal to worry coupled with a willingness to be concerned, the realization that the only action worthwhile is positive action that has enabled Duke Ellington to sustain through all these years. Certainly the problems he's had to face during his more than 40 years as a bandleader have been immense, especially in a band that has depended to such an extent upon his ability to create and control and inspire night after night after night. No other bandleader has ever done this nearly so long or as well as Duke Ellington. No other bandleader has created as much and contributed as much to American music. I think it's fitting that we conclude our salute on a one-night stand to the music of Duke Ellington with something from his 70th birthday concert, which was recorded in Manchester, England. The title, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Listening to A One-Night Stand with the music and the conversation of Duke Ellington. Brought to you by Russo Chevrolet across from Bradley International and Windsor Locks, where you'll find all the new Chevrolets and a complete selection of open-road campers. And by the Hitchcock Retail Showroom in Riverton, Connecticut, with authentic early American reproductions to beautify your home. Our next one-night stand on Monday night, July 5th at 9.05 p.m. on WTIC Radio will feature a pleasant conversation with and the great music of vocalist Bob Everly. Our producer was Brian Harknett, technical supervision by Bob Sherrago. This is Arnold Dean. Thank you so much for joining us on a one-night stand with Duke Ellington.
Duke, I know you're fighting a deadline here.
You know, I'm keeping you up now.
Thank you, Duke.
Thank you. Tell all of your lovely listeners that you do love them madly, please.
Thank you.
Je vous aime à la folie. German, ich liebe dich wahnsinnig. Greek.
You've done more traveling than I have.
Saigapotre. Japanese, anataro aisuru. Portuguese, moloko pobosi. Spanish, te quiero locamente. Italian, ti amo follemente.
Nice.